Mighty John Marshall, good morning, sir. How are you making out?
I am well, Bob. Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you very much. Okay, Rolling Stones making news. They're going to be back. A new album coming out this month. The album is called Hackney Diamonds. And so with that, Mighty John is going to go through the top 10 most valuable records from the Rolling Stones, totaling over, sit down, $50,000. You might have some. You probably do. Mighty John, here we go, buddy.
All right, we'll start with number 10. Count down to the big number one. Can't get no satisfaction. Well, you can if you have the 45 with its picture sleeve, currently up to $350.
Mm.
The album, Their Satanic Majesty's Request. The values for the mono copy of the album up to $400. The very first album, simply called The Rolling Stones, also up to $400.
Mm.
The 45, Not Fade Away, with its picture sleeve, currently up to $500. The 45, Heart of Stone, with picture sleeve, currently up to $600.
Mm.
I Don't Want to Be Your Beast of Burden, that 45, with its picture sleeve, currently up to $3,000.
Wow.
The album, Big Hits, High Tide and Green Grass, over 1 million copies out there. What makes it worth money? The cover. If you have a copy, look at the cover. If the words Big Hits, High Tide and Green Grass are printed on three lines on the cover, $50.
Oh.
But if the title Big Hits, High Tide and Green Grass is printed on one line on the cover, up to $7,500.
Jeez.
The Air Album 12x5 regular black vinyl copy up to $50. Blue vinyl, they're out there, up to $10,000. The very first 45 released in the United States never made the charts. It's called I Want to Be Your Man, with Stoned on the flip side. No picture sleeve, just the 45, currently up to $12,000.
Hmm.
And the number one most valuable Rolling Stones record is actually a picture sleeve. Street Fighting Man, the record itself worth about $10.
Mm.
The picture sleeve for Street Fighting Man, currently up to $18,000.
Why the picture sleeve and not the record there, John?
Well, only 12 of the picture sleeves have been found to this point. It shows the cops and students protesting. 1968, at the Democratic Convention, Mayor Daley of Chicago forbid local radio stations from playing Street Fighting Man, thinking it would incite more riots.
Oh.
But even though the song wasn't meant about those riots in the street, it became identified with them, and it became a big legendary 45 just for that picture sleeve, which shows the cops and the students fighting with each other.
No kidding. Now, I Want to Be Your Man and Stoned on the Other Side weren't hits. Why the value of $12,000? They weren't even hits.
Well, it's tough to find. You know, again, it never made the charts.
Jeez.
In 1964, who bought it? Nobody.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Find a copy of the day. Big bucks.
Now, this Big Hits, High Tide, and Green Grass, you got to have that on one line to make it worth $7,500.
One line on the cover, and that would be in lowercase lettering. Those with three lines on the cover are in uppercase lettering.
Why did they reprint it? There wasn't enough room, they thought, or what?
Well, if you look at a copy and you probably go online and pick up, see a picture of the one-line cover, you can barely see what it says. And the record company felt, well, who's going to buy the album? They can't even see the title. So they put it out in big, bold, uppercase lettering on three lines, Big Hits and High Tide and Green Grass, which contains the big hit, Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Again, Not Fade Away, Heart of Stone, Beast of Burden. It's all about the picture sleeve, man. A record, who cares? It's all about the picture sleeve, right?
In many cases, it's just about the picture sleeves. That's true. The records still have value, but the picture sleeves for the 45s, for any artist, are always worth more than the actual record itself.
Damn. Now, Mick just said that they're never going to sell their record collection worth $500 million, roughly. He said, my kids don't need the money, and he's going to give the money to charity. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Sounds great. Absolutely.
And his
if I had his money, I'd give all my
charity
too.
Well, listen, his kids range in age from 6 to 52, so, you know, so much.
I can't say that.
So much for low T, for heaven's sakes. Good Lord. Mighty John, it is moneymusic.com, and he's got a great website. Please feel free to check that out, moneymusic.com. You have any questions about any records in your collection? Well done, sir. Thank you very much. We'll chat in a couple of weeks.
All right, Bob. Thank you.
You got it.